to our old show and
Blog Talk Radio.
Big Show, Fighting the Big Show and Avenue P. 58th Street. I won't go too into all the inside jokes, but we used to have like a good friend of ours who was like slightly slow. I don't know
I feel
what
like
was
we've
wrong
talked about him on the show before.
Have we?
I think so.
Maybe on old shows.
You had a retarded person on?
Yeah,
he was a retarded.
I think he was mildly retarded.
No, this was before.
Well, he died before we started doing it. He passed away.
What did he die of?
A heart condition or something.
From the retardation?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Like, I never looked into it.
I don't know.
He used to wear a wrestling belt. He went to Brooklyn College, or did he go? Was he a student?
He went there, and he worked in
the
commissary.
I didn't know him at the time, like when they were friends with him. But I'd see him on campus, and he would just walk around with one of those store-bought WWE belts.
Did that incident make them cool that you saw them hanging out with this guy?
What incident?
No, did that?
Well,
make
we never
them
hung out with
cooler?
Them at school. In the radio, he used to
so
come on our
to,
radio
like,
show.
Exploit him to like.
No, I actually knew him before the show. Okay. He used to play softball with friends of mine and stuff. Right. But he took like one class a year and went there for like 15 years just to work. He worked in the commissary and like it was just to feel.
He
like
was like the nicest school. Guy and like you could have a conversation with him.
He's very genuine.
Yeah. Well, have you ever met a retarded person who was an asshole?
Yeah, he didn't have it in him to be a prick.
Yeah, you know? I don't think.
They're just cleaning down those trays at McDonald's and shit and just telling you to have a good day. It's great.
But also, he would say the dirtiest thing.
Yeah, to get a shock reaction.
Yeah, like he'd be like, yeah, I just got an enema and it was great. I was like, what?
I went down to 42nd Street in Times Square with my boyfriend and we had anal sex in it. And he was totally making it up.
He was the best.
Or so you think.
He was a shock jock.
That's
joking.
Why you picked media to replace this guy.
You're our Eric.
I am Eric now,
I don't think so. Sean is not as funny and lovable as Eric was.
Well, I'll agree with that.
Eric had much better pronunciation than Sean does.
Oh,
it's true.
Eric was fourth, Mike.
I'm still 17.
We could understand Eric a lot better than we understand Sean.
It's my Midwestern mush mouth.
Anyway. Rest in peace, Eric. Mm-hmm. We miss you.
He was great.
Next time we do a clip show, I may put some of that.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I just wanted to play this Mustaine clip so we could shit all over it.
Oh yeah.
This is the week in Mustaine. So he's just being interviewed in there.
This year coming up, we're going to be having.
He talks about this tour that he's going to.
Us Motorhead, great band that's coming up now called Volbeat, and Lacuna Coil.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to just see. My band and Metallica.
Yeah,
that's all they want to see.
Just you.
What a jerk.
I was at Yankee
Motorhead?
Stadium. Yeah. I was at. Well, I understand what he's saying. Like a lot of metalheads don't like listen to a lot of metal. They just listen to a few bands. But I feel like more people want to see just Metallica and Slayer than Metallica and Megadeth.
Well,
like,
one thing about it is that Megadeth is so overexposed. Like they do 19 shows in every area.
I've seen them maybe like four times in the last year.
Yeah, they're
always around.
They're always around, and they always have a new album coming out. So
they suck balls.
It's not well. That's another. I mean, I happen to love Megadeth.
They're still putting out really good albums.
Yeah.
I have to say the last album is good. The single coming out is good.
I'm just saying the fact that they're so ubiquitous is that makes it not an event when they tour. You know, so to say, people just want to see us.
People have seen you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Metallica, they take 6 years off before doing a fucking show.
And I like the Big Four idea a little bit more myself because. I think it's cool. I would certainly do a two-band tour if it was Metallica and maybe.
You know what he's really saying? He's saying, like...
Please call me.
No, he's saying, I think people really just want to see Metallica and Megadeth, but it's good to do a Big Four because it gives those other guys exposure. That's basically... Right?
Putting his band up on the same level as Metallica.
Yeah, he's saying that Metallica and Megadeth are what people really want to see, but we're doing them a favor... Because they get to tour with us.
But then
why
did Slayer play ahead of them? Then?
Oh, well, their record sales are better. It's all by record.
So then why? Then this is almost shitting on Slayer, not shitting on Metallica.
Well, the thing is,
it is shitting on Slayer.
Totally. Yeah, like I thought you said it's shitting on Metallica.
But he's right in the case of Anthrax.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when the initial Big Four lineup was going on, Slayer took the direct support slot and. Mustaine would give interviews where he's like, hopefully we can switch that up in a few shows later on down the line. And, of course, Slayer would be like, no fucking way.
Fuck you.
Yeah. And rightfully so. Like I have to say, there was a moment where I also thought that maybe Megadeth should go on after Slayer, but
I don't know.
After going,
no fucking way!
After going to the show and seeing, first of all, like, you know, the seas of Metallica shirts. Mm-hmm. The only other band shirt that, like, more than one or two people were wearing were Slayer shirts.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I want to say, 60% Metallica shirts, mm-hmm. then 30% Slayer shirts, then, like, 10% everyone else, you know? Like
the other two.
10% stained shirts.
Oh.
Yeah, like, or, like.
Did you wear your stained shirt?
I wore my Mudvayne shirt.
Oh, okay.
So, basically, everyone at the show was that guy.
Yeah.
Everyone.
But I feel at that level, like, if you're a Metallica fan, that guy doesn't, like.
This is your world. These are your people.
It's a band of that guy, so you guys will also be that guy.
But it's like you can wear an Iron Maiden shirt to a Maiden show, right?
No, you don't.
You never do that.
Never wear the band shirt of the band you're going to
see. I don't care who the band is.
I'm going to wear my Opeth shirt tomorrow to see Opeth, and I'm going to be that guy.
Don't do that.
I'm proud of it.
Don't do that.
I think it's different. It's a different rules for punk and stuff you listen to like that.
No, I just think that's
That guy thing comes from the movie PCU. It had nothing to do with punk. They had friggin' Parliament Funkadelic on that movie.
I don't know. I just think...
I feel it's just like, it's like, you know, you're showing your... It's like going
you're
to
there.
A...
You're there.
It's like
you're there.
No.
When you go to, like, a sports event, you wear, like, it's
but that's
okay
because
to
there's
wear...
two teams playing.
You're showing people what tour you went to see them
last. There's four bands playing.
No,
or,
that's not true.
Or
at all.
Earliest, like the earliest tour you saw them because you're supposed to wear...
like a one percentile of the crowd that has, like, a tour shirt on the back kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just usually just something
most
like...
Most are tour shirts.
Or a
kid
will buy
it
from the thing and then put it on over their...
That was... There was a lot of that.
Well, that... I mean, that's totally understandable, though. What are you going to do? Carry the shirt?
Yeah.
Put it on.
Put it under your
shirt
that you're wearing now. Put it under.
Yeah.
And that way you get to take your first shirt off first and show off the pecs to the ladies in the crowd. Then you put the new shirt on and then you put the other one.
By the way, Tom Araya wore a Slayer shirt and then he issued this statement. Sorry, he's sorry about that.
He should have known
that. He understood he was that guy. But I just think it's kind of goofy because, like, even if you listen to band interviews where they talk about that stuff, they think it's kind of goofy. Where it's, we know you're here, you bought the ticket, we see you. You know, like
that's some bands. Though. Some bands wear their own shirt on stage.
Well, but that's fine.
Who was it in Metallica that had a Dead Kennedy shirt? One of them did, right?
It was probably Cliff Burton.
No. Gary Holt.
I have to show.
Gary Holt had a Dead Kennedy shirt on.
Slayer. Okay.
He filled in for Jeff Hammond.
I thought it was in Metallica.
No, but.
I'm looking forward to the time when me and Lars and James and David Ellison make a record together.
You keep looking. Still talking about that.
Where,
hold on.
You know, Dave's name.
Oh, pause it.
I mean, is he serious? Like,
he's like still pushing for it, but then he tells this story, which is great.
Come up and
he talks about how when Cliff died, they were thinking about asking Dave Ellison to join Megadeth. I mean, to join Metallica.
That's not what I said. And I was a little concerned. You know, I didn't want to lose my bassist, and I certainly didn't want to have another reason to, you know, be upset. God knows I had my reasons, even though they weren't all real. A lot of them were caused by myself. You know, I just don't think I would have done well if I would have known that happened. And fortunately for me, I think that those guys took that into account and just said, let's find somebody else. And they found Robert. And, I mean, Jason.
They found
Robert.
Like Jason Newsted completely
you
erased.
You were in their band?
Rob Trujillo. Trujillo.
Wait, who?
Their current bassist. Not me. Come on.
Yeah,
people.
Not Ron.
Oh, not Rib.
What?
Rib.
Okay.
Come on.
I like
guys.
Ron better. Ron.
All right, let's take our first music break.
You got it, Ron.
That's
whose
it?
Songs is it going to be?
Sydney,
explain what
we're doing
here.
Explain the whole
thing
right now.
Me and
Sean
each picked a playlist, and we tried to pick songs that you listeners, would hate. So we're curious to see whose playlist you hate more.
Now, why would you do that? Why would you torture the audience?
Because they deserve it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't
we
tell
do
them
this every week. But these people come in here and listen to us and love you, Sid.
We're
they love you.
We're trying to broaden their horizons. Maybe their love of us could make them hate this music a little bit less.
Yeah, I agree with Super Nintendo. It's for science, Darren.
So you're trying to change them to you should say that. This is great music, and you might love it.
Buckwheat in the chat just said the Mets suck. Darren, you going to let him say that?
Not well. They're from the 500.
But
Yeah, Foghat.
All of a sudden, Darren, you're not going to defend the Mets. What's going
defend,
on?
Well, I,
who are you?
No,
and where
I,
is Darren?
I defend the Mets
Stadium.
Against like ridiculous claims. Like, for example, some people say, oh, nobody goes to Mets games or nobody roots for the Mets in New York. I mean, they have a massive fan base and they have a massive, you know, they have great attendance for a team that.
I wouldn't say they
but
suck.
But to
though.
Say they suck, I mean, they're playing terrible. I can't argue with that.
Okay. This is what Sean must feel like when we talk about wrestling.
Okay.
All right. So who's are we playing first?
I think we're going to start with Sean because Jawbreaker is the first band. Was
okay.
That
oh, we're
Sean?
Doing mine first?
Wait.
Well,
okay.
Do you have
I
them
was
mixed
say,
up?
Don't mix them up.
Okay.
No.
Don't say whose list you're
oh, yeah,
playing
okay.
And let them guess. And then that way it'll
well,
be like a fun game for them.
Oh, yeah. So we're playing Sid's now. You picked Jawbreaker, right,
no, I didn't.
Sid?
What?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you
wait,
play? Okay, so just
anyway,
mix
we're just
them
confusing
around.
Them now.
No.
Okay.
No.
This whole music break is going to be one.
It's
person.
One person, and then
the
so
next music break.
We're taking 2:15.
So don't put Jawbreaker as the first song.
Right.
That's what I mean.
We're doing 2 15-minute breaks. We each made 15-minute breaks.
Okay.
I don't know what we're talking
let's just,
about anymore.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
Just play one.
What would be your idea? Valley Sun. This is your resident announcer by Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection live cast. Sorry about that.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
I can't stop in my breath, I'm gonna get it. Number one, I live in my mama house. Number one, I live in my mama house.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Like recess at the concentration camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews BSing about nothing important and waiting to die. Get ready, the Masa. A Metal Injection Live Cast returns now.
Yeah, we are back. We are back. We are back. You just missed a debate between Sean and Sid
about what a Slayer sold more records than R.E.M.
About whether R.E.M. is the Slayer of indie music.
Well, no, I heard in there at some point Sean saying that Slayer sold more records than R.E.M.
No.
Well, he said Slayer was
just
bigger.
And
you
gotta think
of their
exponentially
genre.
Within the genre.
I don't think so.
You can't put indie music, which is such a huge genre, next to metal.
Why? Okay. So wait, metal is a smaller genre than indie music? I don't know about
that. Yeah, it's popular. Yeah, it's not as accessible.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Come on.
R.E.M. gets played on the radio. Does Slayer get played on the radio?
R.E.M. doesn't get played on the radio anymore.
Sure it does.
Metallica gets played
on classic
rock radio just as much as R.E.M. does.
Okay, fair enough.
But we're not talking about Metallica. We're talking about Slayer.
All right, so then R.E.M. is the Metallica of indie rock.
Okay.
I wanted to give them like a step less than that, but fine. Let them be the Metallica.
Well, Metallica is less than Slayer in my eyes.
I feel like
I'm talking about in popularity and like notoriety, not in quality.
Yeah. What we've learned here is you cannot argue about bands with Sean because his gauging of a band's size is completely.
I was kidding about that last, but I was not kidding about the size. Indie comparing, you have to up the exponential value of metal before you compare it to indie.
I don't even know what that means, what you just said.
Because it's bigger to smaller.
You have to add some inflation.
You have to.
I feel like Slayer is much more niche than R.E.M. is, though.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, it's like a certain type of metal that has its own sub. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of metal fans that don't like Slayer.
What?
I would say.
Who?
You know, Radio. Like, you know, Jimmy. Our friend Jimmy.
He doesn't like Slayer?
No, he's more like the Disturbed guy.
But know? I don't know. I feel like Raining Blood is a pretty acceptable
song. See, my
song.
My thing about was in what I meant really when saying R.E.M. is like the Slayer of indie rock. It's like you might not be the biggest Slayer fan, but you can't criticize them. They're sort of like beyond reproach.
Yeah.
Like everybody at least respects them.
I
they've never really,
Frank shits on them, so you're wrong.
But they've never really like sold out. You know, they are what they are, and like R.E.M. sort of the same way. We're not
a new metal record.
Whatever.
What, Diabolus and Musica?
Yeah.
That was bad.
But, and like R.E.M., I'm not the biggest. I think they're all right. I'm not a huge R.E.M. fan. But
you love R.E.M. Don't fucking
really.
Sid just loves that Michael Stipe posted nudies.
Yeah, I saw his dick today.
I didn't see that.
Really?
Don't lie. Don't lie.
Cut
you
or
love
uncut.
R.E.M.
Cut or uncut.
They're blurry.
Does
you
have a big lean? What is that? Noah,
it
the other judge.
It looked like a chody.
It was short and fat.
Was
a lot of girth.
Why is he
not
posting flaccid dick pics on the day his band breaks up?
He's probably some dude. Wait. She didn't. I was going to ask you. Is he in a state of arousal or
no? He's not.
Limp, just hanging there.
Limp and hanging, chode.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of girth, not a lot of length.
Well, but he's
a grower, not a shower.
I was going to say,
yeah.
You never know.
Sideways.
It was a little bit weird because his legs were really hairy, so they looked a lot darker.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's just probably 30 years old.
Right.
Is he like prancing around? What's he doing?
No, wasn't he like standing with his legs crossed or something?
No, he's just standing in front of the mirror.
Oh. I can't be 30 years old.
Why?
I got to read
obviously
this.
It's a digital photo.
Shankletown said his dick looks like Danny DeVito.
So it's a recent dick pic of
I
Michael Stipe?
So. Yeah,
why?
Old man. Like old man.
Oh, Beef
That's
Injection
right.
says, why are these faggots talking about dick pics? Have you heard this show?
Beef Injection must be new.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we're already an hour into the show and we only started
really
talking
now,
about dicks right now.
We're holding back, I feel.
We have a caller.
Oh, let's take the call. What's the number?
All over my penis and face.
Oh, hello, all over my penis and face. No. Are you there, caller? If you're on the phone, say hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Michael Stipe.
What's your name and where are you from?
It's Jeffrey.
Oh, what's up, Efren? How's it going?
First of all, that was the worst break in the history of the injection.
Wait until mine. You might change your mind.
See? You have to be seriously objective here because that was you only heard one terrible music so far.
And it was on purpose.
Mine will be a little bit more diversified, but it'll be equally awful to your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more so.
So is that it, Efren, or did you have something else to say?
Say what?
Was that all you wanted to say, or was there something else?
Oh, no, something else. I was wondering if any of you saw that VH1 documentary on Beef.
On Groupies?
Wait, hold on. You broke
groupies?
Up the VH what?
The VH1.
I was like racking my brain for a way to get him to say it.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Don't hang up on him.
Too late.
You really don't know? Oh, man.
Clearly,
none of us
have seen that documentary. So.
Sorry, I think I might have. But,
no, you haven't.
If it's not a new one, if it's like something
that's... Was it about that one with the gay guys that have sex for money?
I think, no, it's about the...
Gigolos.
Oh,
we were watching that after last week's show.
Really? It's on again? Season 2?
Yeah.
No, it was an encore of season 1. I pay attention to the graphic. Come on.
Sure.
It said it during the show. Noah just...
You know that...
Rob, quit while you're behind.
Yeah. I'm going to stop. Wait, we have another caller, don't we?
We have
ass.
A few callers.
Oh, all right. By the way, our number, if you want to call in, is 646-929-1357.
Let's take 801.
801, what's your name?
Hey, guys, it's Eggers.
Hi, Eggers. What's up, Eggers?
Hey, I was going to wonder about Sid's music break. You know, I'm actually one of the people who didn't really hate the music break.
Oh, yeah.
Has he got any Archers of Loaf or Big Black to play? Or, in fact, like any lo-fi that he thinks pretty good? Because I'm not too well-diversed on lo-fi.
Well, Big Black, I feel, is too heavy. Like, I wanted to play the opposite. Like, usually when I do a playlist, I try to, you know, pick heavy music to sort of fit what the show's about. But this one was, like, specifically geared to piss people off that are listening.
We went
so
straight for pop and
the heaviest thing in the playlist is Bikini Kill, which is Riot Girl punk. So
that's awesome.
Big Black is too heavy. Even Archers of Loaf is probably too heavy for what I was going for. It's more like indie pop punk.
Well, I'll probably go listen. Hey, kind of continue on with the streak of live cast talking about poop. Just kind of give you guys a topic. Do you guys know about the Clue app up next that fucking has reach around in the news?
You broke up.
Wait, what about a reach around?
No.
Somebody got a reach around.
No, there's an app called Clue that came out recently. For money, you could rent out your bathroom for tourists.
Oh, so when they're in the city, then you're going to go up and...
My God.
Sean, you should do
that.
That
is pretty genius.
Yeah.
You're like centrally located. You make
a
ton.
I know, I should, man. What is it called? Clue? What does that have to do with...
C-L-O-O.
Oh, okay. Oh, clean poo?
No, only two O's. Fucking idiot.
I'm going to charge Sid to use my bathroom.
He called you a fucking idiot, Sean.
No, what?
He just called you a fucking idiot.
No, he called himself a fucking idiot, I think.
Who did you call?
Yeah, I called myself an idiot.
So
could you call Sean a fucking... You know?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, because he added an extra O. There's only two O's.
Oh, like I said, three O's. Are you kidding me?
He
really?
Two O's, you fucking idiot.
There we go.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
There's a word with three fucking O's in it. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
All right, one love.
Moo.
You're an idiot.
Three O's. Moo.
Anyway, what is the clue? Like, is it, what is it, clean poo? What are they trying to say with clue?
It's trying to tell you who it was in the barber shop with the candlestick.
Oh, I got it. That's funny.
I like what Shake.
No, I really had nothing there.
He said, try the Jew app. It tells you all the restaurants in New York that have air conditioning. Shickletown's on fire today.
He's on fire every day.
Someone get the fire extinguisher.
No.
He has Krebs.
Oh.
Is that it, Eggers, or is there?
Yes.
Yeah, I already said one love.
Your poo app.
Oh, okay, goodbye.
Can you do simple subtraction?
Do we have more callers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh.
We have a friend back on the line. Oh, that's it.
What?
Okay, so, Efren, you there?
Yes, hello.
There we go.
So we were just joking. Hello? Were you talking about the groupie show?
We were
just joking. We were serious.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was watching one day, and
on the channel.
It just talks about like these old, like 50-year-olds probably
from the 80s, like hair metal.
Well, no, I'm talking about like 70s, like Rolling Stones age, and even Elvis, like the first girl Elvis banged.
Like those broad plaster-casted dicks.
Yeah, the plaster caster sisters.
Yeah, those and. And it comes to one part where
Pamela
Bundy's house just filled with penises all over the house, sculpture penises all over the house, and it had Jimi Hendrix a penis, and it's the size of a friggin' arm.
Yeah, apparently Jimi Hendrix has the biggest penis.
Well, yeah, haven't you seen Rob has the Jimi Hendrix dildo at his house?
Oh, yeah.
You never seen that?
It's all tie-dyed and
shit. He hollowed it out. He uses it as a bong now.
Noah has the Michael Stipe dildo. I thought it was a penis. A peanut.
Freud was right. Freud was right.
Yum. All over my penis and face.
Oh, God. Like a Coke can.
Wait, Efren, so what channel
all over my penis and face.
What?
Which channel put out that documentary, though?
VH1.
Fool you twice, shame on you even more.
Okay, let's take our final caller.
Fucking idiot.
781.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Familiar voice.
I received a report of a ordered pizza slice deep dish.
You are correct.
Is it Deep Dish Pizza Destroyer?
Yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
I don't know. I'm back.
Wait, so can I get a murder?
Murder!
Shit's about to get deep.
Don't talk over the murder.
So, why have you not been calling in, Pizza D?
I got busy.
Been coming up with new material.
Shit got real.
I got addicted to heroin.
No, you didn't.
Is that true?
Well, I did, but then I got rid of it, and I started a business.
What kind of business?
Northeast Bukkake League.
Can we have the phone?
Are there any redhead bukkakis happening?
Ginger bukkake?
Or are you guys excluding us as well?
We don't discriminate. Anybody can sign up. It's free for the people who want to do the bukkake-ing, and people who want to get bukkake'd have to...
Could you put the phone to your mouth, please? What are you doing?
So it's free for anybody who wants to do the bukkake-ing, like to do what? The jizzing. But if you want to get jizzed on, then you have to pay up.
Oh, so you have to pay. I feel like it should be the other way around.
Yeah,
it's harder to find somebody who wants to get jizzed on than somebody to jizz on somebody.
I think it's harder to find a group of guys who would want to stand in a room in a circle jerking
off
each other.
You can sign someone up to receive it in public. We'll send a van out to do the whole job.
Now, do you already own this van, or is it a rental?
It's rental.
What kind of like tarpage do you guys use when you do your bukkakis? Just normal blue tarps?
No, they're clear, like the Dexter type shit.
Classy.
I keep waiting for a punchline, but I just don't think it's coming.
I think he's
this
serious.
Whole call is a punchline.
No pun intended.
I quit. I quit that. I didn't. Nobody likes my jokes, so I quit.
I liked them.
No, we all liked them.
I liked about 30% of your jokes, I have to say.
Oh. Well, I heard a message from God, and he told me not to, so I did.
Dave Mustaine gave you a call?
Yeah.
Me.
He's like, hey, pizza destroyer, stop joking. I was like, okay.
Wow.
That was a decent Dave Mustaine.
I think you're just amazed that Pizza Destroyer did a different voice.
That wasn't his maniacal laugh.
I don't laugh anymore either.
Good.
It's like Dave Mustaine with a sinus infection.
Which is what he always sounds like.
Fill in the blank with a sinus infection.
Mm. All right, anything else, Pizza?
So Pizza, what's 13 minus 12?
2. No, 1.
Yeah, that's
oh, shit!
He sold it well.
Good work, good work.
Like Kevin Nash.
No, he sold it well.
One thing I wanted to play, I think it's time to unveil this.
Yes!
Uh-oh.
Yes!
Because this is amazing.
It is.
I'm going to fist pump your face off.
Everyone put on your dance pants.
I don't know if anybody...
No, I'm taking my dance pants off.
I don't know if you guys remember a few weeks ago, we all improv...
Wait, hold on. I'm going to get my silver jacket for this.
Yeah, go.
Silver jacket. Okay, great,
okay.
Thanks.
She actually sat back in her chair as if she was getting, leaving, and then she leaned back in.
Like she's counting in her head.
She pantomimed.
She's walking over to the closet now.
I only have aluminum foil, not a silver jacket. I'll just put that on. Okay, Rob, go ahead.
So, you know, we did the song 9/11 Never Forget. Already number one on the country charts on iTunes. It's crazy. Huge hit. And it's so big. It's so big. It's so huge that there is now a dubstep dance remix of 9/11 Never Forget.
Yeah, it's like a Eurotrash. Nice. I like it.
What was the name of the DJ, Sean?
DJ Sloppy Nuts.
DJ Sloppy Nuts doing this unbelievable remix of the song, and we're going to play it right now. Was that remix a little too exciting?
Yeah.
That was a little too exciting?
Give him a little reverb.
Can I get a...
Remix! Remix! Alright, does that sound like Jamaica now?
No. We could take the song. Here it is, the world premiere
play the song.
Of 9/11 Never Forget dubstep mix. Yeah.
Talk to Jesus all the time on the phone.
Never know how offensive that song is because it's just saying 9/11 never forget. We could actually sell that single.
Dude, we're putting it up on iTunes. It's like, why are there no tribute songs in dubstep? You know, why are they all country songs?
Actually, because they hate America.
That would probably get a lot of hits if you put that up like and put it on BuzzFeed, because you can't really hear that I say Daddy's not coming home to fondle his daughters in there, even though he's put it in. But people are probably like, oh, this is great. Hey, check this out. 9/11.
Everyone's going to be driving around with their windows down, blasting
bumping
that. They're going to play that in clubs.
Yes.
They're going to get so famous from this song.
You need to come up with a dance.
My Cher-like voice is going to be huge.
You know, you're saying daddies are not coming home to fondle their daughters, so it's a positive message.
Yeah, true.
It's not like they are coming home to fondle their daughters.
Thank God they died in those plane crashes, so they wouldn't be fondling their daughters.
But I thought there weren't plane crashes, Sean. Pick a fucking
song.
No,
song.
Just in a song. Songs are fictitious.
I think
right.
We just got Sean to admit that 9/11 happened.
It's like if you watch Harry Potter, you know.
I'm still holding strong on the Pentagon, though.
Sean doesn't believe that the Twin Towers ever existed.
Yeah, I never seen them.
So where do the planes crash?
What? In that dumb pit over there.
Whatever the fuck they were building over there. The planes just...
Speaking of, did you see someone that hacked the NBC Twitter?
No.
And actually said, like, put up a plane was crashed into the World Trade Center pit. And, like, all this sort of breaking news.
This
and
is not a joke.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've heard.
And then finally, then, like, the next tweet was like, we have been hacked. Do not listen to this. Okay. It took
them a week to figure out that they were hacked?
No.
The next tweet.
The next tweet.
No. There's, like, three or four went up. And then, like... Fucking awesome.
And then somebody got fired.
But it's just funny that the plane crashed into the fucking pit. Like,
it's possible.
It's true.
Haven't we suffered enough?
Our fancy new train station.
If we don't continue building this train station, the terrorists win.
That's right.
The water falls to nowhere.
Is that too much?
No.
Okay.
Murder.
I really think that whole thing is really stupid, you know?
Yeah.
Build some mosques and leave it alone.
We learned nothing. We're going to erect another gigantic penis to the sky.
Yep. At least this one's shaped like a middle finger.
Yeah. To
or like
the world.
Jimi Hendrix's cock.
Yeah.
Yes, big time. Right, Rob? Ron?
Yes.
Ron?
I concur.
Ron.
I concur with this cock
statement.
We have
a caller again.
Jimmy, is that you? Jimmy Hendrix. Yeah, Jimmy Hendrix on the line.
956.
Hello.
Hello, who is this? What's your name? Where are you from?
Pizza.
No.
Holy, but it works.
Yeah, right?
You
okay?
Yeah.
Is this the first time making a phone call?
Oh, yeah. Oh, because I'm usually too busy. This is like my first time getting on here on livecast.
What's your name?
My name is...
Think about
Kid
it.
Rock.
Yeah.
How hard
your
is it
real
to
name?
Think of a fucking name? Whatever you want to give us.
This isn't a quiz show, man.
My
are
God.
You,
wait,
that's
hold on.
That's
did Dave Mustaine send you? Are you like in the CIA? Are you trying to track us and you haven't thought of like who you really like, fake alien?
He's brand new. He doesn't know how it works.
You're the most fucking casual listeners ever.
No, I like this guy. Don't hang up on him. We're going to get somewhere with him eventually.
Yeah, we're going to try to find out who he is.
What's on your mind today, anonymous man?
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to know who made that song.
Rob's roommate.
Oh, way to give it away.
Yeah. What? Who
his name is Ralph.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, that's who this is?
No, I don't know. I was
no,
it's
not my
up.
Roommate.
I was joking.
Are you Rob's
my
roommate?
My roommate did it. My roommate's like a...
Who may know?
A DJ type of guy. He does the waka wakas on the ones and twos.
Oh. So he's the DJ Sloppy Nuts?
Yeah.
This guy's cracking up. He's
a big fan, as reserved as he
do
is.
Do you have anything to contribute to the show, sir?
Other than a giggle?
Is this really your roommate?
Hold on, this is not my...
How many drugs are you on?
What drugs are you on?
All of them.
No, I just want to call
much
you know.
From the stash that he has.
What say hello, man.
What do you want?
I enjoy.
You know... For someone who's a fan of ours, you're not really being very welcoming here. You're being very you're very closed off here. Let us into your world.
What
yeah.
drugs are you doing?
I
Have you taken a shit today?
Well, it's one thing at
Let
a time.
Let him finish
his
sentence.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. No one knows who you are. You won't get arrested. What drugs are you on?
Mushrooms.
Actually, I'm not on anything right now.
You sound high as a motherfucker.
Or tired. Have you not gotten...
Oh, really?
I'm pretty tired now. Yeah, I'm over it. I was trying to salvage... Oh, Noah wants to know the last time
you
took a shit.
Yeah, have you pooped today? Is there someone in the back?
Oh, that's us. He's listening to
I cannot for the life of me remember when the last time I took a crap.
All right, well, we're 0 for 2. It was nice talking to you.
Sounds like you're Canadian. Are you from Canada?
No, actually, I'm from Texas.
What part of Texas? What part of Texas?
Really having a hard time.
Yeah.
You.
Can you do simple subtraction?
You think he doesn't know his own fucking name? You think he's gonna fuck?
All right, thanks, Tex.
Yeah, man, I can't do math.
You, God.
That was terrible. I need a palate cleanser now.
Yeah, let's play my music.
Music
break.
Break it.
Can Mayhem mouth call in?
Are you sure we should have just
Wow, Sean got
me in the head for you, fuck.
Mayhem month. Mayhem month.
Of course.
Is it?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, you can't spell AIDS without SID, and if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
Mary Mac, oh, just in black with silver buttons. Buttons all down her back. She asked her mom for 15 cents. To see the elephants, they jumped the fence, they jumped so high, they reached the sky, and never came back till the 4th of July. Liar! We'll be right back.
is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sean is probably outside smoking a cigarette and hoping someone notices him. What a ginger poozy. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nine out of ten baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening. members of the FBI in the audience. The music break is over. Repeat, the music break is over. Please return to your listening posts and resume monitoring of this program for any negative references to Dave Mustaine. That is all. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
All right, this is 3D927 WDRE. Just listen to Dinosaur Jr. and the Pixies. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have a little Sonic Youth and some Meat Puppets. Don't forget, we're giving away Husker Du tickets for the theater later in the hour.
What caller do I have to be?
This is such a good 1988.
Caller one. They don't really. Nice. The first call, I guess. It.
Guys, can we talk about tea? I mean, it's great. It's
little,
so
too
little,
far, Rob.
Little Butthole Surfers and Sonic Youth coming up in the next hour.
No, I don't think anyone's ever said Butthole Surfers in such a laid-back manner.
How should
Unless,
it be
like,
said?
They were interviewed on NPR.
You know what?
Share with Gibby Hayes.
I would like to do a hip-hop music break, if that's being requested.
We should do an entire episode of just hip-hop.
Why
not?
Do it, just collaborate and do it?
I would love that. Rob shot me down. I wanted Red Man in my
you
music
said no?
Break.
I didn't think it was
I felt like, all right, it's your website. Metal. If you're against it,
I am first.
Look, our audience wants it. Look.
Yeah.
All right.
It's what our podcast.
Some Eric B. and Rakim.
That's what, you know, I mean.
The classics.
Good hip-hop is kind of in metal in a way. You know, have the same ideals, you know.
Yeah, like Cisco.
Cisco is the Disturbed of hip-hop.
Third base. Third base.
I mean, non-commercial, you know. Classic hip hop. I would.
Yes, J-Ru the Damager. Holy shit!
Oh, wow.
Someone referenced J-Ru the Damager.
I made some pun about J-Ru the Damager a few months ago, and you were like, "How the fuck do you know that?"
Love that guy.
I can't remember what it was. No. It was really funny though.
Come what about Coolio? Do you like Coolio?
No, that's terrible.
Some Ice Cube.
I especially hate Coolio because he gave Weird Al shit about doing his parody. Because
that was a serious song. That song was important.
Yeah, that song was important, B.
It was about a white woman teaching black people to read. Come on now.
Come on, man.
That was in a serious movie about a serious subject with a serious actress.
I got to be in the room with Michelle Pfeiffer because of that.
Rob, why is Coolio Hank Hill?
That was serious. I don't know what you're seriously talking about.
Beavis and Butthead.
Something's wrong with them boys, I'll tell you what.
When is that coming back already, Sean? What
soon, October 27th.
Oh. Do we get promotional materials? Are you going to bring us promotional?
Yeah, you want some?
What are you
bring
get
bring some stickers.
I want stickers.
Some DVDs.
Shirt.
A hat.
Okay.
I used to have a Beavis and Butthead hat that I would rock.
What are you,
Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
Triple X.
Can you get Hank Hill on the show? On this show?
Hank Hill is
Mike Judge. I don't think that. Well, actually, the format of the show is a little different.
Why can't you ask Mike Judge if he can?
Don't you have
show?
Mike Judge's phone number?
Mike Judge doesn't sit around.
Isn't there a spreadsheet with people's phone numbers?
Isn't he the one that sent you the Michael Stipe dick pic today?
Yeah, actually, he did.
Part of that grapevine.
You probably love this.
Yeah.
No, I actually just missed a meeting with Mike Judge the other day.
You're too cool for a Mike Judge meeting.
Sorry, they forgot to invite the .com people to the meeting. Only on air people in the
meeting. They forgot on purpose.
We don't want Sean.
Oh, we have a website.
Sean in the room. He's going to ask Mike Judge to be on a live cast. Yeah. We don't want that.
He's going to ask him to draw one of his tattoos for him.
What's the internet?
Yeah. Well, they knew he was a ginger. That's why.
No gingers in the conference.
Now they're not letting you in the conference room either. Can't go
to
the fertility clinic.
Come wherever I go.
They have to rub the seats down afterwards. Towel off.
Burn them
ginger leavings cleaned up.
No, it's they're not critiquing music videos anymore. They're gonna be
it's almost gonna be like
a talk soup
reality
kind of thing.
Programming and just the new garbage that's on MTV.
Right.
Are they gonna be critiquing Shankletown's show?
I hope so. Silent Library?
You should tell Mike Judge to reference.
Actually, I brought up Silent Library in a meeting today.
And they were like, what?
And everyone laughed that it was the most garbage show on the
channel.
Like, wasn't it written by that fuck, that Shankletown fuck?
Never hire that guy again.
What was it,
never.
Mark Shankle?
He's on the blacklist.
Don't invite him to the MTV Viacom parties either.
Cut off.
They just get together in boardrooms and talk about how terrible Silent Library was.
All right, guys, we have the 1 p.m. silent library shit talk meeting.
They have a wall of shame with Shingletown's picture on it.
No, the actual conversation was that they're coming up with like a tiered system for the shows. There's like Jersey Shore and shit with like the big, you know,
tier A. Are you supposed
to
talk about this stuff?
Okay, yeah. And then there's like a second tier, which is like, you know, Teen Mom and all those are like second biggest shows. And there's C, which is like everything else. And like,
and then
like
D.
Yeah, like, is that like Silent Library? Like, that's not even in the C.
All right, Chink. Oh, okay.
I think Silent Library's ratings now are going to go through the roof. Just because they're so low that any mention of Silent Library
gets a hit.
Will just be like, wow, it's a bump.
Well, people are going to tune in to see what we're talking about, how bad it is.
I never even understood the concept of
the Japanese game show.
What I don't understand is you'd think with a name like Silent Library that the ratings would just come rolling in.
Right.
The name, it just hooks you in right away. You're like, whoa,
but what is it
I want
to
know.
Like you have to make people laugh and they're not supposed to laugh or something?
Yeah, no, you have to do some kind of stunt. You all like have a deck of cards, and whoever gets the card with the skull and crossbones on it, they're the person that has to do the stunt. And you can't laugh or make any noise above a certain decibel level or you don't get the money.
But what kind of stunts do you do? I don't understand.
One is like the dude stands there on like a tarp and then everyone like shoots the contents of a banana split at him. Or one is like a little girl's on a swing set and she swings and kicks him in the crotch. Like,
oh, okay.
Like
it just sucks that you have to know that for your job.
This is my job. Yeah, I know.
It sucks. You should just go work at McDonald's.
You know,
that's way
be a
better.
Good challenge for the silent library there to see if people will laugh. Shingletown should just bring in like a laptop and play the Metal Injection live cast. They'll be laughing right away.
True.
Instant. Game over.
I love it. Ratings again.
Cross promotion.
Through the friggin' roof.
It'd be like one of them crossover episodes like TV shows used to do.
But isn't it supposed to be silent?
You have it on low volume. It'll be one of the episodes Rob wasn't in.
Oh, okay.
Because then it'll be extra funny and normal volume.
It won't go into the red.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Hey.
Sorry, Ron.
Yeah, Ron tries really hard. Just go easy on it.
Thank you. Or as Shlomo calls him, Lon.
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 The IRC chat.
I still don't know what that means. What is that? That goes totally over my head.
In real life.
Internet. Mayhem month. What, mouth?
No, it's internet relay chats. You relay
messages. Really having a hard time understanding
you. You don't say chat
you.
After it. The C is the chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like ATM.
So why isn't it just IR?
IR chat.
Called IRC? I don't know.
Well, do people say AT machine?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Or PI number.
I guess you're right.
This is acronym injection. One thing I want to talk about is the other day I was driving with Jenny and we were going to pick up some marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Were you getting roadhead?
Shocking.
No.
Were you giving roadhead?
Probably.
No.
Were you doing the driving at least?
No.
I thought you were trying to learn how to drive.
Yeah, but not a night. It's the Queens. To the
you got
to
do it sometime.
Anyway,
man.
So our dealer said it was like pretty close to where we were. Lies. Mm-hmm. We drove for so long that I picked up the stuff, and then we were driving, and then we were like, all right, let's get a blunt, and then she pulls over at the first bodega, or as people in the South call it, a general store.
Ooh.
And I went in to get the Phillies, and I come back, and then Jenny's like, I think that's my student over there.
Where were you?
We were in Queens somewhere. I'm not going to say where. But it was just like, okay, how do you know you're in a bad neighborhood when Jenny recognizes that one of her students are there?
Or she was just being racist and like they all look the same.
No, the girl came up to us and she said hello.
She's like, oh, if you want blunt, you should go to this other store.
You want me to roll that Philly for you, man?
No, it was not like that. She was actually being very polite.
Oh.
And then Jenny was being very teacher-like, like, are you staying out of trouble? Meanwhile, we're about to fucking...
Did the girl ask, like, what the fuck are you doing in my neighborhood?
No.
Was the girl the one that sold you the drugs?
No comment.
Was she hooking?
Oh,
no. Yeah, was she the one giving you the blowjob?
Oh, come on.
Would you hit it?
She was like 14.
Would
was
you still would have hit it?
Was she pregnant? No.
Would you hit it?
If it no, had she was like a she was like a tomboy.
Oh, so you would have hit
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So did Jenny hit it?
Well, Jenny and how great of a teacher she is, she would always be like, when she would split the class into genders, mm-hmm. she would be like, all right, girls on this side, boys and whatever her name is on this side.
Oh.
And I'm like, that is the least supportive
yeah.
thing.
The right. worst thing you can do.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do to a child.
Ugh.
But that's our school system, you guys. So that's my political rant.
Uh-huh.
Of the night.
Great. Wait, so it started out as like, hey, I was with Jenny, and now it's a political rant? How,
yeah.
I don't, where did it make that shift? I completely missed that.
Legalizing marijuana.
Oh. By the way, Schenkel wants to know if you fingered that girl in public.
Again, I didn't really want to bring it up on the air. But
in the playground?
Sorry. But I fingered a few people in Queens.
Uh-huh.
Just running up and down the streets, willy-nilly, just fingering people.
Jenny, pull over.
You know what you should do, Rob? You should file your pointer nail really, really sharp.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you're saying it was a drive-by fingering? Is that what you're saying?
It was a clit and run.
Oh.
Wow. I think I'm just going to turn off my
title.
Mic. I don't think I'm
going to stop that.
Yeah.
Don't
stop
ever
that.
Come back.
I'll see you guys next
no,
week.
No, please.
No, you can't stop it next week either.
This is
why
my retirement.
Yeah.
Like today,
shut down.
Today.
Shut it down. You want to end on a peak.
Quit while you're ahead, Rob.
Pizza Destroyer will take your place because he'll never leave us after.
Oh, that's a good point. In the last few minutes, why don't we get some calls? Our number is 646-929-1357.
Yeah, by the way, Rob, this is your exit music. Hey.
Good night!
See you later.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. I missed that part.
When we were at the Big Four show and he got to that point in the song, I was texting Rob, here it comes, here it comes. I'm going to say it. Goodbye.
He should have called Rob and then hung up on him right as that happened. It's like mid-conversation.
Damn.
I should have won him.
Yeah.
What's Big Four minus Big Three?
One.
Goodbye. He didn't say the other part, though. He didn't do that shit. He didn't do this.
Good.
Their playlist is very interesting.
Did they do the Ja Rule one?
No, no, nothing from it, like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Murder. Yeah. Yeah, nothing from Load. Nothing from any of their albums except the old ones and like two from the new one and Fuel, and that was it. Which is good. I think that's what people want to hear.
No King Nothing.
No King Nothing.
No covers.
I like King Nothing. I like that.
Well,
album.
They did Overkill by Motorhead.
No, I mean like
the
Jam. Wasn't that the ending?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did Seek and Destroy.
But they didn't do anything from Garage.
No. They actually kept it pretty rather old school. They played two new ones.
Are you going to say exactly what Darren just said?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to kept it rather. Right, sorry.
I guess not.
Someone said, imagine Dave saying goodbye as Dave Mustaine. But how else would Dave Mustaine?
Well, then he corrected himself in the next line. He said, ignore the as Dave Mustaine.
Goodbye!
Dave saying it as Dave.
Goodbye.
No. His goodbye would just be, ow. My neck hurts.
Why is everyone leaving? I got a lot of stories. Come on, be my friend.
Was he in the press room doing all of his interviews in a neck brace?
I have candy.
Well,
and a wheelchair.
We didn't have access to that, but he did do all of his interviews. With a neck brace on.
He's the Joel Gertner of thrash.
I kind of wanted to make it like my avatar because the still in it looks so silly.
Why don't you?
It's a little, I don't know.
Is it one of those ones where there's like the screws to the temples?
No.
Dave Mustaine's in a halo.
Yeah. He probably
in a halo.
For that.
Ginger Frankenstein?
No, but it was like a pretty high-tech neck brace. It wasn't just like the styrofoam.
Oh,
Ginger
like
Frankenstein.
Only
oh,
the best.
Bad.
Only the best for Dave Mustaine, Rob.
Right. Was it jewel-encrusted?
I'm alive.
Well, that's funny you say that because he was like, I kind of wanted to get a cool one, you know, with spikes. But they didn't have,
Yeah, spikes are so in.
Made out of dolphin skin.
Spikes in leather. It's 1984.
Wait, did Kerry King have spikes on?
He did not bring it out this time,
that's
but I have seen him recently.
Yeah.
Like at Mayhem Fest, he wore them,
mm-hmm.
which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, Kerry, put that away.
Mm-hmm.
Put it away.
You're an adult.
Oh, Kerry. If Kiss still comes out dressed the way they dress, why can't he?
Ugh.
I don't know. He's more man than all of them.
You think?
He's like 5'4", isn't he? He probably hates Kiss, right? Because they're Jews.
No.
There's a couple Jews in the band.
Sure,
he's probably very
I'm
conflicted.
Sure he loves Kiss.
He's a big Peter Criss fan. Ace Frehley, he loves. Ace Frehley's the one who like dressed had like Nazi memorabilia and shit, right?
But are they all Jewish?
I don't think Frehley is. And
it's
Criss,
very Jewy name.
Peter
though.
Criss, I thought was Italian. Yeah, I think just Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons are Jews.
Yeah. I don't know. Frehley.
It's not R E E.
I know, but. Like got a silent H in there. It's like a
Rob, look it up on Wikipedia.
Freckly.
Freckly.
Ace Frehley. What's the religion?
Hey, I'm Freckly.
I don't think Ace is a Jewish name.
No.
I'm not sure.
No. It's like
that work?
Asa.
Yeah, there you go.
Paul Daniel Freckly. was born in the Bronx. Doesn't really say.
Is he Yid? I'm sure he's a Yid.
I
bet money on it.
There were Jews in the Bronx. I mean,
as old as he is, he used to be old.
I just remember he was in a street gang with Blackie Lawless.
What's that?
Jesus Christ. From Wasp.
Oh,
Singer Wasp.
Hey.
By street gang, do you mean that they were just in the movie The Warriors as extras? Or like an actual?
No, an actual street gang.
That's...
called the Duckies.
Oh, I've heard of
Duckies.
It. There's a band called the Ducky Boys. I think it's a reference. But I think that was in the war.
Here you go. There's some mention of a Christmas present, so he must be a goyim.
Hmm. Yes, that settles it.
Okay.
No, but I remember hearing some story about him being like shit.
Oh, and he went to
Lutheran. Lutheran?
Lutheran, thank you.
Lutheran?
God,
wow.
Damn it, Ron.
He dropped out of Lutheran and went to Lutheran.
Yeah. Anyway, you can slip the Aryan in there, man.
See, he's not Jewish. He's Aryan.
Yeah, there you go.
so there you go. He's really
Well, listen.
So Sid, you brought to my attention that there was a nitrous outing two blocks away from the
studio. Like one block away. After a widespread panic show.
This is the what is widespread? I've never heard of them.
Hippie jam band.
Yeah, like a shitty.
Well, you know what? I remember when Primus played at this location. When we were leaving the show to go to the train or to walk home, I don't know. there were totally people doing nitrous on the block away. So it's like,
probably the same folks.
Yeah.
No,
you know, hippies love Primus now. They're like Claypool
the
big.
Same. Yeah,
so is it one of those art installation things that they do or?
What? It's just getting high on nitrous.
You just fill up balloons with nitrous and you
So someone had a machine and he was handing
Rob,
out
Rob, read the complaint that the lady wrote.
I got it right
about,
here.
About what happened.
It? You want to read it?
No, read it, please.
On Saturday night, September 17th, 2011, between approximately 9:40 p.m. and 10:20 p.m., the following events took place on North 7th Street. Off the corner of Kent Avenue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. A lawless drug nightmare erupted on my street after Saturday night's OSA concert featuring the band called Widespread Panic. At about... Should I read the whole thing?
Yeah, sure, it's great.
At about 9:40 p.m. I like how she has the notes of one each thing.
Like
at 9:37 p.m., I opened my window.
What, Noah?
I was going to say, this is Miss DiVitelli's daughter.
Yeah. The noise from the concert in the East River State Park had finally ended. So I was about to try to get some video editing work done on my computer when my attention was drawn to loud popping sounds, sounds of gas rushing, and the roar of the large crowd outside on the street.
Wait a minute, was it Wednesday night and Sid was walking
by? It's possible. It's definitely in play.
When I looked out my front window, I was horrified to see a young man with a Mets cap passing gas. No. I was horrified to see a huge mob collecting. A group of nitrous oxide balloon sellers had assembled next to a dumpster across the street.
You can feel the contempt dripping in these words.
Hundreds of people, if not more, were gathering up and down the block, buying balloons filled with the gas and inhaling them.
Sid, maybe you could bottle your poops and just sell it to hippies.
Throw it at hippies.
Sid, you should just fart into Ziploc bags and just hand that out.
Just for free?
Maybe just to Sean.
Fuck that shit.
Or just fart in people's purses and take it home.
If Sid farted in a Ziploc bag, would you inhale it?
Sure.
But I don't want it by my eyes. I don't want to get pink eye.
For how much?
Dangerous.
For how much?
Yeah.
For the show?
For the show?
No. For money.
Oh, for money? What do you got?
I'm not doing that for free.
What do I got?
I'm asking Sean, not you, Darren.
Wait, who's paying me?
You're paying.
Darren.
I pay myself?
No, me?
You
why
pay
me?
For the bag of gas.
Why
does
it
have to do with money with you?
We're friends.
I just said I would do it without paying. You said you got to do it for money?
I'm not giving this shit out.
I'm not doing that for free. That's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
But I asked Sean to do it.
Well, would you? That's my
opinion. I don't give a shit. Is there going to be poop particles in the bag?
No.
Probably not.
Okay,
I won't do it with my naked ass.
Do you have a fart coming up, Sid?
Sid, do it after you clean out and take a dump and then wait till you have a poop.
Or fart into this bottle and then close the cap real fast and then hand it over to Sean.
I might poop in the bottle.
You said you weren't going to take your pants off.
I need
a guaranteed underwear guard. If I'm going to be inhaling this.
I used to do that for extra money in college. I was an underwear guard.
Yeah? Just hands on crotches?
Really?
Rob does that in the open.
In public.
I fingered myself recently.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah? Yeah?
What?
Let's talk about it.
No,
in public?
No.
It's a voyage of self-discovery.
Did you lick your finger or did you use lube?
I didn't do it. I was just making a joke.
Tell us the truth.
Who licked your finger?
I'm sure you tried it once.
I was in the shower.
Tried it one time? Yeah, there you go. See, okay.
When you're jerking off, you never try it?
No.
You never go there?
No.
Never once in your entire life.
Nope.
You're not a little curious?
Oh, Jesus. You got to get the dildo out of there somehow.
Yeah, dildos, that's one thing. But my finger,
before you turn the
gerbils
Jimi Hendrix stick into a bong, you have to cut it off.
I don't get it. How come you guys don't explore your own bodies? Don't you want to know what everything feels like and looks like?
Why?
I do.
Have you ever taken your foot and slammed it in a door just to see what it felt like?
No, but that's
not
exploring my body.
That's exploring a certain.
But you don't
want to
know what it is?
Women's bodies are more fun to explore,
yeah.
I feel. And men's bodies just functional.
Yes.
Not,
unless they're fat and gross.
I'm still working on exploring my cock. I haven't gotten bored with that exploration yet.
That's all I need.
Okay.
It's like some people are world explorers. Some people just want to look, excavate one particular area. Like, I'm just in Peru looking for fossils.
Don't you want to know if maybe you have a beauty mark near your bunghole?
No. And then what?
Wait, no. Sid said
then
he did look
there.
At it in the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't study it that in depth.
Not at all.
You didn't draw a topical graph?
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, bleeding or anything.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right, I guess this looks normal. All right, good.
Was that during your illness?
No. This was when I was way younger.
Oh, okay.
Checking out the gaping anus.
Yeah. That's what that looks like? Okay.
I did find a new way to masturbate, though.
What?
I was very happy.
When was this?
Don't say the prone. The prone way.
Prone, meaning rubbing against the
head? Yeah, like...
No,
I
actually.
It's pronounced porn.
Watermelon. Does it involve watermelon?
No, it involves no apparatus whatsoever.
All mental?
Is it with your hands?
No, I mean a new physical technique. I don't... You really care? I don't
Are you bent over? Over
well, you brought it up.
Laying on my back, and I, slap my... dick against my stomach.
No.
And
come on.
And I come
that's
like
silly.
That. It works.
Really?
It feels really good. And then when it gets near the point of, I can't stop it,
stop. Just, you're just laying on the bed, just slap, slap, slap.
Yep,
slap.
Do you like it when girls slap it?
Slap it? I don't mean I'm slapping it back and forth. I mean I'm tapping it against my...
Yeah, head. But the feeling of that.
Yeah, if a girl's giving me head, I'll tap it on her tongue or whatever sometimes. That feels good.
But that's the underside, not the top side.
Right, I guess, yeah. But,
Darren twists his dick first, and then he hits it.
Yeah, I turn it around and
give myself an Indian burn.
A cock Indian burn. You know, like I said, I only jerk off once a week or less, so I kind of
make it special.
I go all out for it. Like, I set aside a whole hour, and I just, you know.
Wow.
I try different things with it.
There's somebody in the chat that is really upset that we're not talking about metal.
Ah!
His name is James Murphy, and he's just been complaining this whole time.
Tell him to call in.
He's a producer and guitarist.
What did he say?
He was an Annihilator, right, James Murphy?
He was in Testament, wasn't he?
Sure.
Well, there's probably more than one James Murphy. It's a pretty common name.
There's only one.
There can only be one.
He's just some Mick.
Morbid Toaster asked if I fucked my belly button. No, I did not fuck.
Is it because the belly button's too narrow?
No, it's too far away. My dick isn't long enough to go inside my belly button.
Darren, if you bend over and pretend to touch your toes, you might kind of be able to do it.
It can, like, almost reach to my belly button, but it doesn't go
in. Is your belly button too deep?
No.
The music abruptly. Let's talk about the belly button.
And apparently James Murphy was in Death, and we're retired.
Oh, yeah, he is in Death. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, James Murphy in the chat, call us up.
Yeah.
Yeah, call us retards to our ears.
Not the real James Murphy.
I said James Murphy in the chat.
Yeah.
646-929-1357. You can
give
yell
us, a little critique. Tell us what we can do better.
What should we talk about other than
I dicks? Like this, that earlier someone was saying, why don't you talk about the new Morbid Angel album? And now Shankletown says, go to Jerk Off Injection. They're reviewing the new Morbid Angel album there.
On their podcast.
Yeah, on their podcast.
Well, makes sense.
I got what you did there, Shankletown. That was a humorous
I think we
commentary
all got it.
On
he
the lack
it.
Of...
He flipped
yeah.
it.
So I guess since James Murphy's not going to call, we should really wrap it up.
Sean, were you giving the wrap-up sign to the show or to
you?
Me speaking?
I didn't even see that.
He just did like a quick
it was to you
whirl.
In
so I was just like, wait.
No, Sean has Parkinson's disease.
I do. That was my Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, good one. Knower.
He's a less sympathetic Michael J. Fox.
Really? But sure. More sympathetic Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Because you're white?
Yeah.
I'm racist.
Trump's not white, he's red.
It's true.
I'm translucent. Not even white. But, anyway.
He's the devil.
Yeah.
Reincarnate.
The devil is a ginger, you're saying?
Well, yeah, I haven't seen drawings of him. He's all red.
He's all red, that's not hair. His hair is black.
You ever seen me after I sit outside for like an hour? Well, he's exact same. Exact same. But... I like how Rob's got the kind of devil facial hair going on, though.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Sid, the Red Sox are losing again.
Oh, God.
The bottom top of the ninth.
That they don't deserve
this is really relevant.
Season.
Pizza
Destroyer lives in the Massachusetts area. He cares.
So for one person.
Maybe. I don't know if he's a sports fan. But what's his face from the Red Gourd? Aren't they all probably Red Sox fans?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I? You know what I have to say about the Red Sox season?
What?
Murder.
Yeah, it really is.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, that'll be next week. No, when are we gonna do that hip hop thing?
Next week.
Okay. So me and Sid, who else wants to contribute?
I want to contribute one song.
What do you got? Don't spoil it on me. Never mind. Come up there. Oh, is it a joke? If it's a joke, say it.
It's probably a joke.
Will Smith, he's a nice guy.
Oh, all right, sure.
Aaliyah, can we play some Aaliyah?
That's not
bitch is dead.
I don't think. I think we'll go straight up rap. No R&B.
Okay. No Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
No Boys to Men. No.
Yes, on bended knee, please.
Oh God, give
that's
me
neither hip
the
nor
reason.
I beg to differ.
How about try talking about subjects relating to music and sports and Michael Stipe's cock? I don't know who Michael Stipe is.
Instead of Michael Stipe.
But there's a whole website for that.
James Murphy is pissed.
No, James, I don't know if you know this, but James Murphy's our new program director.
Oh, damn it.
And
wait, we already
no
talked
one
about
told,
his
cock.
That's
no
it, guys. Fun's over.
No, he's saying instead of Michael Stipe, Stipe's cock.
Yeah. Oh.
We talked too much about Michael Stipe's cock.
Oh, we did. Oh.
By the way, we're saying Stipe.
Stipe,
that's
yeah.
What he wrote.
He wrote
yeah.
McKeel Stipe.
Michiel. James, I'm telling you, call us.
What's the number again, Rob? Give him
646-929-1357.
And we'll,
you
can you
call
us,
us, James Murphy. You
we won't attack
the topic.
You.
Yeah.
We just want to get constructive criticism.
Bring up the topic. We'll talk about it. Let's do it right now.
Awesome. Well, he's not calling.
Well, I mean, it takes couple of minutes to pick up the phone, dial. He's got to remember the number.
True. All right. Well, we don't have a couple of minutes.
Nope.
The show's on. That was a good one.
And we don't really care.
Yeah. Right in the forum line.
I never forget you guys. We'll be back next week.
It's over.
The Hip Hop Injection live cast.
Yes, finally.
Awesome.
Rap it. It's just going to be rap.
We just don't
hops,
give a fuck.
The hippity hop.
The rip raps.
I am putting in one Will Smith song.
The boom boom.
There's some, I like Will Smith's early albums I like.
Yeah, it could be Mike Tyson.
No, that was actually after
Can you pull up
Nightmare on My
Nice
Street?
Guy by Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sure.
We'll play that out.
We'll play it right
now.
Wait, then.
Call. There's a call.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I hope it is, but it probably isn't.
I don't know.
Caller?
Hey, guys, it's Jeff. Hey, guys, it's Jeff Waters.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Hello, Jeff Waters.
Hey, I heard you guys were talking about Annihilator, and man, it's been a long while since my band's been fucking mentioned.
Wow, this is an exclusive. That we
wow.
Is she an alert?
I was wondering if you guys could probably play out a little Annihilator for me. You know, I'm kind of on hard times. I'm kind of bumping in a duplex with...
Alex Skolnick, perhaps?
Alex Skolnick. So it's all I ask of you guys.
All right.
I think we can help him out.
Sure. No problem.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Big star.
Jeff
Big star.
Waters, guitarist of Annihilator.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to play some Annihilator right now.
Yeah.
Here's Grindcore Luigi, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah. I believe so.
All right. It's a little. No, that's not it.
That's
here's some Annihilator. All right, for real. Are we done?
We're done?
Goodbye.
I don't know. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you next week with an all-new episode. And stuff.
He's a nice guy.
How you doing?
He's a nice guy.
Good to see you.
He's a nice guy.
How your mama know?
Mr. Nice Guy, relationship advice guy, life's on the vices, priceless smile, look at the eyes, got the muscle of survivor, husband, father, dissed by Eminem, but didn't bother him, y'all play classy, big well, just get another 20 mil, walk right past me, I'm a nice guy, why y'all harassing me, huh, on the radio, they be over-exaggerating, so blasé with their lies, they be aggravating me, agitating me, but they be waiting and hating me, they be making me crazy, but I be taking it patiently, people be messing with me, testing me, effing with me, I wanna send a message to them, teach them a lesson quickly, they publicly addressing me, disrespecting me heavily, they better be lucky the way my blessings affected me, but calm down, Willie, you don't wanna go drop the bomb now, Willie, keep a nice bow with your mom down in Philly, only you go if you blow an axe, Willie, you know, he's a nice guy,
how you doing,
he's a nice guy,
good to see you,
he's a nice guy,
sometimes y'all mistake nice for soft, so before I go off, I just
a nice guy. Why, he's so nice. I let him date my daughter like he was a white guy. Not like the rest. He's a private white guy. Why, if I were gay on Friday night, I'd... Larry Elder.
Uncle Tom?
You're lucky I make you the whole damn rhyme. Wendy Williams, you don't know me. I'm not your punching bag. You won't blow me up. Girl, better leave me alone before I buy your radio station and send you home. Yo, just a warning shot over the bow. Told this ain't my style. You gotta understand some stuff a man can't allow. Let it chill before you climb a tree you can't get out.
Okay, people dissing Will sat on the wall. People dissing Will had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put none of their careers together in 10. You get it?
He's a nice guy.
How you doing?
He's a nice guy.
Good to see you.
He's a nice guy.
Sometimes y'all mistake nice and soft. So before I go off, I just...
He's a nice guy.
How you doing? Good to see you.
He's a nice guy.
Sometimes y'all mistake nice and soft. So before I go off, I just...